We're recording on the lands of the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung people, and we acknowledge them as traditional owners. We'd also like to pay our respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging. Always was, always will be, Aboriginal land.
Midnight to midnight. Welcome. Screening. Welcome to midnight screening. Welcome to screening. Welcome to midnight screening. I am screaming. I am screaming. I am screaming.
Welcome back to Midnight Screening, where we let you stay up past your bedtime with the movies. I don't care. I simply don't care.
Yes, whatever.
I'm done with movies.
Movies are dead. They're done.
Today, we just care about art itself as a broader categorization.
Yeah, exactly. We're here to educate.
We have something really important to show you. Mm-hmm. I don't know how we found this.
It finds you. It's sort of like an invitation to the secret society. Like,
yeah.
You have to be brought in, you know. It seeks you out.
I was so sought out.
Anthony,
brought.
Your day has arrived because we're going to introduce.
Where you are right now is BC, before Croc.
Oh my God.
And then you're going to be AD after Donkey.
That is incredible.
That was so good.
What we're about to watch is apparently from an animated Donkey Kong TV show called Donkey Kong Country. Mm-hmm. I've never seen any of this show. I don't know where you watch it. I don't know how you watch it. I don't know if it's popular. I've never heard a human being speak about it. This is from an episode called Apenesia. I think the show must be musical because I think there's a lot of songs from this show.
And only some of them have had an enormous cultural effect.
Yeah.
In fact, only one of them, and that's the one we're talking about today.
I think you'll need to go and look at this video yourself to get the full impression.
A huge part of this ep is like the video. We're going to get this out as much as we can, this video. The link will be in the bio. It will be on the socials. It's going to be everywhere you need it to be. You're going to need to watch the video as well.
Yeah, it'll be within you afterwards.
Yeah, you only need to see it once and then it stays with you forever.
But just like to edge you into this new reality, we're also going to perform this song, The Mirror Never Lies, from Donkey Kong Country, Apenesia.
Exactly. So this is like a donkey. Well,
he's
that's
not
the
a donkey.
Whole thing. He's not a donkey, is he? Maybe he's a croc.
Why is he ever called Donkey Kong?
Yeah, wait, what is he? He's a gorilla, right?
Reason by Nintendo.
Some nerds will tell us why.
So Noah will be playing Donkey Kong.
Proudly.
I will be playing this pirate crocodile with big boobs, whose name is Captain
Scurvy.
Skrunky Scurvy.
Captain Scurvy.
Captain with a K.
Captain Scurvy. With a K, Scurvy. No reason for him to be.
I don't know this man.
No reason for him to be.
I just know the song of his heart.
No reason for him to be Captain with a K. His name's Captain Scurvy. And he's attempting to tell an amnesiac Donkey Kong, very important, that he is in fact Donkey Croc. And
don't know why.
Yeah, don't know why. He just wants him to think that. And you can see.
He's a pirate and a crocodile.
And they're on board a boat, a pirate ship. And this pirate crocodile is going to make his case. And the lyrics are going to paint that journey.
Anthony, are you ready?
No.
Noah, are you ready?
Definitely.
Let's go.
You sure I'm not some kind of monkey?
Oh, you be as croc as they dumb, don't you, croc? Here, see for yourself. Into the mirror, it never lies. You're a pirate, can't you see that this is no disguise? You lift a loot and pillage, fame and terrorize. Your reflection tells the story of a pirate's life of glory. Trust your eyes. Arr, the mirror never lies. Arr.
How can this be? I faintly recall swinging tree to tree. Now I see a pirate that's in front of me, with slimy skin and beady eyes. What a surprise! The reflection tells the story of a pirate's life of glory. Trust my eye, the mirror never never lays.
It ends there. It ends there.
So.
Did you like that?
Hey, Anthony.
How much so? I'm like truly speechless. Like, that was like really beautiful and concerning. Like
the video that we knew every word to it.
Both. Right. The whole thing. Yeah. Like, was really, you know, when you have like a really like amazing or like even traumatic experience, and like when you recollect the moment, you like more of those seconds like lodge in your memory at a time. Like you remember it really vividly. Like this, the time is
like
passing slower than normal.
Sort
of
so thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like a slow motion car
crash.
Yeah,
time sort of thing. Goes in flux.
Yeah, it was definitely that.
Yeah. Apparently it went for a minute and 25 seconds, but I feel like I live forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sad to return to this world. There's a story going on here and we don't understand it of Captain's
You don't understand.
No, yeah. No, I don't know. And we're never going to watch. I don't even want to know.
I feel like emotionally we know everything we need to know.
Yeah.
In terms of the facts of their life and their scenario, we don't know what's going on.
Yeah. I don't want to over-describe the visuals because you really need to see it yourself. But it's the two animated characters. They're on either side of like a frame which Captain Scurvy is lying to Donkey Kong and saying is a mirror. And he's copying every move that Donkey Kong makes behind this void. And so Donkey Kong is like, wow, I guess that must be me doing that. So he's real dumb. And he's like, well, I guess I'm a pirate crocodile. The mirror never lies.
Conceptual idea of this part of it is so complex for like a normal, like any piece of like real physical actors in a space, non-animated thing would be like, this is a lot to try and translate through a song that this is convincing. But this is animated and it's doing it through like 90s, early 2000s boy band style dancing, which obviously is what made this. Look, this is the second time we've done this now on the pod where like
Eliza Anthony, and I. You were spared from our Microsoft Songsmith episode that we recorded with Brandon.
Very special episode on our Patreon that you should check out. But what's special about it for us is we talk about movies that you shouldn't watch. That you shouldn't stay up late watching. And these are videos from the depths of the internet that Eliza found and showed me that like altered my brain chemistry. Some of them I'm like, what the fuck is that? Some of them I'm like, that is going to be with me forever. And the part of this one that I cannot let go of is Captain Scurvy being a screaming pirate. He's like, and Donkey Kong sounding like Justin
sounding
Timberlake.
Like Boys to Men. The mirror never lies.
Like, that's amazing. Like, that's
it's not how looking at him, Big Monkey, you don't think he would sound like that. So smooth.
Do you think it's a Troy Bolton, Zac Efron situation from the first
it's
movie?
Not where Donkey Kong's
it's
real
a,
voice.
It's a different singer. They got a guy in.
No, I think his speaking voice when he says, you sure I'm not some kind of monkey? I think that's the same as the singer.
Can you imagine like the budget or like just level of commitment for this 1 minute 25 second animated video to have like separate voice actors and like vocalist performance?
Well, I want to, the main thing I want to ask you about, Anthony, is the composition and the music of it.
Yes.
And like techie, it's like in the background.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I do like it. It sounds like it sounds like
a
video game
too. Yeah.
Like it sounds like kind of deliberate stylistically for the Donkey Kong realm. But maybe not the sorts of sounds that I would associate with Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Like, because Donkey Kong's very kind of organic.
You think a lot of jungly.
Like skin drums and things like that. Mm. And maybe like flutes or like pan pipes and stuff like
what
that.
What do you think that like electronic sound reflects in terms of his psyche? Like if that's what we usually associate with the tribal sort of like
that's
origins,
his home. Where is he now?
Where it's almost like his connection to self and reality because he's going through apnesia is fractured.
Yeah, it's definitely like that. It's like he's in some kind of like lived simulation sort of thing.
He's in
like
the Matrix.
Donkey Kong Tron.
Donkey Tron.
Donkey Tron.
We both said the exact flip. Chonky chonk.
Chonky chonk. I want to be dead.
Yeah, it makes absolutely no sense. Like, because the style is also like really incongruous with the fact that it's a pirate world too.
Yeah, you think it would sound like a sea shanty. Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
And the dancers. What's the dance style?
It's okay, like, so the first question that I'd like to raise is that the title of this video for everyone listening is Donkey Kong's song number 6, yeah. The Mirror Never Lies.
Yeah.
So are there 5 or more others of these?
I reckon every episode would have a song. I only know one other that goes, Eddie, let me go back to my home. Without me, everything's all wrong. Oh, I'm nobody's hero.
Maybe
sounds great.
A part of our brain to preserve itself.
I'm Leo Luster is one of the songs.
I think maybe our brains are trying to protect ourselves from the knowledge of what 5 to 1 are.
Mm.
It could be like we did with Microsoft Songsmith, where we found out there were songs that they didn't include that were deleted, and then we did them later.
It's so, like a Mumbo number 5 situation.
Yeah.
Where?
What was 1 to 4? Yeah. They were just building up. I don't think I'm in a space to discover the Donkey Kong Country. No. 5th song.
I think what would be more helpful is I think we should try and step into the shoes of the people who made this song.
Yeah.
We now perform for you an improvised piece.
Yep.
Yeah, stepping into the shoes of,
you know,
the
like
twisted minds that would make this.
Yeah, like on, you know, History Channel and just things like that. Like sometimes you need to visually like see a dramatic interpretation.
Leonardo da Vinci and his drawing is little shit or whatever. It's like that, but it's more important and historically significant.
Yeah, and we're going to give you into like with as much information as we could gather. This is how The Mirror Never Lies from Apnesia came to be.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. It's like interior Nintendo TV studio.
Okay.
Knock, knock, knock. Hey, man, you ripping some nice Coke?
Oh, sorry. I thought you were my wife. No, you can get in on this big Coke. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to create some musical fusion. That's amazing. Yeah. So this Donkey Kong show.
Yeah, all right.
Donkey Kong Country.
We have to make 6 songs. Six.
Okay, great. I want to focus on the 6th one. Because
right.
1 to 5, that's going to be the lead up to this. Yeah, everyone's going to be here for this episode. One of the guys downstairs, he has this idea, right? So now the show is called Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
I know that makes you think we got to talk about Donkey Kong. We got to talk about Donkey Kong. What about...
I'm fucking sick of that chimp.
I was the other day staring up at the clouds and they made a crocodile. And I was like, whoa. They don't just have to be donkeys in this show.
All right.
There could be crocodiles.
Okay.
But then I need like another thing on that.
Yeah. How does he relate to that? What does that have to do with anything? You make me so angry.
Well,
I'm balling on my fist.
You're the right. That's do another line. Do another line.
Oh, his name could be Captain Scurvy.
Yes.
The evil crocodile. His name can be Captain Scurvy.
And, exactly.
But how does he get Kong? Donkey Kong. He's a monkey.
What would a monkey do with a captain? Is he like a pirate of some sort?
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm not a character in this, but I'm chiming in.
The intern.
Monkey you've been here the whole time? Monkey do? Monkey see, monkey do. That could be something.
Get out of here.
Oh my fucking God.
That was a really good idea.
Fire that guy. Did he sign an NDA?
I don't care. Let's kill him.
Rip it up. Okay, great. Jerry, thank you. We'll see you next week. Good job today. Okay, great. Monkey see, monkey do. Monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah, it's like monkeys. They do the same thing when they see. They do.
You know,
man?
Exactly. Like a mirror. It's like the thing facing them and then that's what they do back. You know what I mean?
What do mirrors do though? You know? What's a mirror? What do?
They
tell the truth.
When I look in the mirror, I see myself and I see a disgusting man I never thought I was going to be. Oh, so I agree with the truth thing. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Totally. Like you see your life facing you. You know what I mean?
Okay. What about the thing is, Donkey Kong, he's real dumb, huh?
You could trick him into anything.
Yeah.
You could trick that guy into anything. Like a dumb donkey.
He don't got the brain.
Yeah, exactly.
So what if the Captain Scurvy, he's warping the mirror in some way. He's doing something to trick Donkey Kong.
And kids are going to really, really get that as well. Yeah. They think about this stuff all the time. Mm. You know what I mean? They like look in the mirror and they're like, what if my reflection is lying to me? What if this wasn't so?
Yeah.
What if the mirror that never lies was lying?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Are you writing this down? Okay. Okay.
I can't read.
Amazing. Amazing. Right. Amazing. Just scream it into this recorder. Okay, great. So we've got a mirror. How do we get Donkey Kong there? We have to make sure Donkey Kong like forgets. How is he gonna forget who he is though? What's gonna happen?
I don't know. Fucking coconut hit his head. I don't care.
Okay, great. So he has amnesia, right? He has ape.
Write that down as title of episodes. Title of episode.
Ape-nesia. Okay, great. He's got that. Okay, ape-nesia. He's going to lose his memory.
Captain Scurvy's got him. And Captain Scurvy, he's going to be real round and he's going to have giant boob, giant crocodile boob.
Yeah, I was kind of worried we hadn't talked about the boob aspect yet.
Like, I didn't want to say it and you think I'm a freak.
No, I want them to be big.
Yeah.
It's in the material.
Big croc.
Again, the kids are going to want that. That's for the kids. That's not a us thing. Okay, cool.
So you've got to have a little something for daddy sometimes. In the kids show.
Hell yeah. Exactly.
So what would Kong say? He's on the Scurvy. He's trying to trick him into thinking he
And you've got to imagine that guy. You know that sort of dweeby sounding guy we got doing the voice as well. Like what sort of thing would he say when he's like talking to this pirate? Crocodile.
So the crocodile said, "You're a crocodile."
And he says, "You're saying I'm some sort of monkey?"
Yes. Do you want to do the voice? Let's fire that guy.
Yeah,
that was great.
I don't know if I can do the singing though, because that the singing voice. It's like we need to find someone that just sounds like they belong at the VMAs. You know what I mean?
Someone that should be wearing like a PVC like vest. And like speed dealer sunglasses and like have gel bleached hair.
Whoa.
Who was that?
Did you hear that? Oh my God. That incredible voice. Who was that? Hey, kid, you.
Get in here.
Get in here. Who? Hey guys, what's up?
Who are you?
Sorry, sir. I didn't mean to be singing on my lunch break. I just.
We heard you say ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah.
Me? Oh, it's just a little hobby I have. I'm trying to make it big, but no one wants to listen to my music.
What do you got on your plate right now? You busy? Are you hired by
not
anybody?
Not much. Well, I'm just the guy that brings everyone their lunch, you know?
Do you want $8?
Can I have more than $8?
You know, but children will hear your voice and it will change them.
Yeah, I guess I don't have much else on my plate. I'll take $8. Okay, where do I sign? Am I signing something? Or?
No need for that.
What's that stuff on the table? That big, that white stuff?
We've got a lot in our plate too, mate.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I've heard that a lot around here, actually. Okay.
Yeah, listen, why don't you go in that, there's a recording booth over there. Why
do you have
you just
lyrics
wait in there?
For me? Or?
We'll have it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Just wait in there.
Okay.
Slam.
He's a bit fucking twee, isn't he, that guy?
He's a little annoying.
I can't remember.
Yeah, we're both Australians. Sorry, sometimes you do so much coke you don't remember you where you're from or where you're
You do forget. That guy was really Australian. The guy in the corner, he's very Australian. Good to have him here.
Do you think we're on the right track with that guy who had the beautiful R&B voice for Donkey Kong?
Who fucking knew?
Oofa, definitely. He needs to sound exactly like that. Exactly like that.
But the pirate crocodile has to sound exactly what you think a pirate crocodile would sound like.
You're going to want if we have a pirate crocodile and it sounds like a really good singing person, people will instantly change over to that fucking Disney Channel shit, and I'm not losing to them again in the ratings this week, okay?
I can't deal with them. I think it needs to be like he says R so much, and sometimes he'll say a line that is mostly R. He'll be like, the mirror never lies. And then at the end, he all says R again, almost as if it's punctuation to him. So he'll go, R. Yeah.
Which is
at the
helpful.
End, like, remember,
because
I'm a pirate.
If we need to write this, like, I want to be out of here in the next, like, 10 minutes. So when we don't know what to write next, we're just going to put an R in there, okay?
Yeah, okay. All right.
Let's do it. Okay, so
he says, "You sure I'm not some kind of monkey?" And then he'll be like, "Are you kidding? You're such a crocodile. You're really crocodile."
No, there's got to be some sort of like word.
You don't like that you're really crocodile.
You're as croc as croc as they come. You are so very croc. You'll be as croc as they come, Donkey Croc.
Oh my God.
I don't know where that came from, guys. I don't know where that came from.
You be as croc as they come, Donkey Croc.
You be as croc as they come, Donkey Croc. Which actually, I feel like that's something that like 30 years from now, if they invent some way for people to like look at videos randomly on the internet, that will be a line that ruins like 20-something year olds' lives when they first hear it.
I think so.
They'll just say it in social situations where no one knows what they're talking about.
Yeah, and then everyone will laugh. You know?
Yeah, but they'll know that it actually is really cool. And like,
you be as croc as they come, Donkey Croc.
It's
you
in.
Be, yeah, all right.
I think that's okay. The perfect launching pad for this first.
And then what should verse. The music be like? Should it be like a sea shanty? Should it be like a Donkey Kong kind of song where it's like tribal drums and jungly kind of textures and it's fun and tropical?
It should sound like a computer screaming.
Yeah, I feel you. And it should have like farty water sounds in the background. Yeah. I think that makes sense.
On the count of three, let's both say the adjective that describes the quality of what the sounds should be. Okay? One, two, three. Wobbly.
Wobbly?
Yeah, like a wobbly R.
Yeah, I said wobbly, right?
Yeah, that's what I heard. I said R.
Okay.
So that works well.
Okay, great.
Okay, so it's going to be like that. It's going to sound like that when it comes in. And then what, croc needs to make its case first.
You know, Donkey Kong, look into the mirror and you're going to look and you're going to maim and pillage and loot and terrorize, you know?
Oh my God.
He's like, you're born for this, Donkey Kong.
Yeah, oh my God. Oh
you
my
know,
God.
We can, it got there.
That right, that loot and pillage section there, that stuff.
Live to loot and pillage, sort of maim and terrorize. Your reflection tells a story of a pirate's life of glory. Trust your eyes, the mirror never lies.
It's getting really scary that this keeps coming from a place inside us that I don't even.
I mean, I gotta.
Your reflection tells a story of a pirate's life of glory. Trust your eyes.
R.
The mirror never, lies.
R. All right, we're good. We got the croc. He's okay. Done.
Croc's
He's done.
Croc's done. Is there anything in those lyrics that we need to double down on? We've got our face, your eyes, look into the mirror and never realize you're a pirate. Can't you see that this is no disguise? You live to loot and pillage, maim and terrorize.
I think it's good because it's like he's like cutting himself open. He's like, wow, it seems as if all I do is live to cause pain and like destruction and chaos.
Yeah.
So he's projecting through the mirror to Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
So even though he knows he's lying, he's saying, all you do is loot and pillage, maim and terrorize.
You're really good at this. You should be working on better things than Donkey Kong Country. That's amazing. Well, what other things have you worked on?
Legally not allowed to.
Yeah, me too.
They said you can only do Donkey Kong.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I'm credited differently in the credits of this show. I'm not supposed to be in this city. Should we get that little twee nerd to do his bit?
Beep. All right. Go do the song.
Hey, what do you guys want me to sing? Just describe like what's
we
the, like,
came up with the croc bit so well. Can't you come up with the donkey bit?
Well, I just need a little bit of motivation, I guess. Like where is this character at? What's he like?
He can't believe where he is. He's going, I can't believe this. I have memories of being Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
And
wait, you mean he sort of now, lost a part of himself?
Fuck. Shut up. And then he goes, you know, now I'm a pirate. And I look like a crocodile.
Yeah.
It's just, geez. Then you sing the chorus, okay? It's not that hard.
Okay. If you don't mind me saying, sir, like I had a personal experience last week where like they repossessed my Honda Civic and that sort of felt like I lost a part of myself. Can I channel that into my performance here?
Oh my God. I don't care.
Okay. How can that be, sir? I'm trying my best here.
I'm going to give you
four
beats.
How
can this be?
Count me in.
2, 3, 4.
How can this be? I faintly recall swinging tree to tree. Now I see a pirate's life in front of me. I feel like that was
keep
good.
Going!
This
keep
next
going!
Line, I don't think I can make it naturally fit into the amount of time that I have left in the phrase, but I'll try. With slimy skin and beady eyes.
Yes,
what
yes.
a surprise. The reflection tells a story of a pirate's life
of
glory.
Yeah, we did that.
Wow, who wrote that? That's amazing.
We did. Me and my best friend. He's in the bathroom.
I wish I had a friendship like yours. Trust your eyes. The mirror never lies. Wow, that's really good.
Can you do like a beautiful... wait, get him back. We need him to do... the most beautiful riff you've ever heard on the end of the
his
verse.
Fair. Let's record that. And then we have to figure out a way to not pay him those $8 as well before he goes. I don't want him to get anything out of this. Okay, ready? Hey, buddy, we just need like a sick riff on that last bit. The mirror never lies. All right,
great. Why don't you come over here now? I've got the $8. It's just, I'm going to hold it out over the staircase.
Just in front of that door. Okay. Well, could you bring it a little bit closer maybe? It's just a little far for me to reach.
Oh, it's all right. You got it. You're a big boy.
Oh, I've almost got.
All right. And shove him. Shove him. intern, are you around?
Yeah.
Hey, intern.
You're not going to push me off the fucking stairs, are you?
We got, you got to get down to the basement and clean up something in the stairwell.
Yeah, all right.
And remember the motto.
Tuesday morning.
Remember the motto here. Whatever you see when you go to the bottom of the stairs when we ask you to, just don't talk about it.
And that's what we always say.
Also, we're not going to pay you this week, but we'll get around to it next week. Keep those in mind. Thanks, man. All right. Bye.
So lucky.
We'll see you next week.
Working at Nintendo.
Yeah, wow. Our company really has progressed our industry to new heights, particularly the television branch that makes Donkey Kong Country.
Particularly music itself. This Coke is amazing. Do you reckon this would be like nominated for anything?
I think this song is going to
do. Do they give out Oscars for a video game TV show for kids?
I think this song will do dangerous things to the culture. Like, I think this is that thing like with the Atomic Bomb or the possible advancements of AI technology in the future. We have to consider
Whoa, you've done so much coke. I don't know what you're talking about at all, man.
I'm inventing shit right now, man. Okay. I think we have to be very aware that we've created a song that could change the fabric of time space.
All right.
Are we prepared for that kind of responsibility?
Yeah.
Definitely is what I say.
Yeah.
I feel like you and me, we met and we were meant to leave our mark on culture in this way.
Yeah, it's almost like we're like Donkey Kong and the Captain Scurvy, but we're both Captain Scurvies. You know, there's not a weak link there. That's a stupid monkey. We're both cool pirate crocodiles with big boobs.
Audience, you can't hear this now. You can't see this now, but where the two executives raise their hands in a mirror-like fashion, they perfectly mirror each other's motions backwards and forwards.
They start doing the dance.
They start doing
Donkey Kong the dance.
We have to choreograph the dance. There needs to be a dance to go with it.
Oh, fuck.
Oh my God. We didn't even think about what's going on in the dance. Okay, great.
We need to get some tiny children and staple mocap suits to their bodies and manipulate them on a frame to be doing the croc dance and the Donkey Kong.
You have custody
dance
this weekend. Just get him in here.
I'm actually meant to be in court like right now. I can go pick up the kids immediately.
Yeah, go get him. Okay, 20 minutes later.
All right.
Hey, little guys. Welcome. Come on in.
My suit hurts.
It's really cold outside and he made us walk behind the car. All right, shove you little guys. We need you. You know, we've been paying for those dance classes. Your dad's been paying for those dance classes. We need you to tear it out to this tune, okay? This exact tune. I feel like I want to listen to our work again as well anyway. Okay, so like really channel that. Who's your dance teacher again? Who's that guy that did the choreography for Britney and NSYNC and stuff?
Oh,
and like with Michael Jackson was all like, he was in like Finding Neverland and stuff.
That Kenny Ortega? Director of High School Musical?
Not the director of This Is It in High School Musical. I think his name's Mark something.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe Mark Robson. Anyway, his choreography is everything I try to emulate when I'm incapable of moving my body properly in a club. It's perfect. That is the style of dancing these kids are going to do. That's right. Their dance teacher. Are we in LA? I feel like we're in LA.
Yeah, sure. They're just Australian.
That's their dance teacher. So the kids are about to turn it out as we listen to our creation.
Let's spin it.
Hit the deck.
I really hope an ad doesn't play.
Oh, I love this sort of like arms out movement, guys. That's really good. sort of raise your arms left and right. Do a bit of a bevel. Oh, here comes that sick beat from that guy that we killed.
Wow. He really could have gone on to great things, I feel.
I feel like he could have, could have been a big hit. It's amazing. Do some like pointy arm movements.
And then you do the exact same thing.
Little Timmy, do it. Oh, he's bleeding again. Just wait. All right, he's dancing again. Do a little jig move. Okay.
That's good because it's a pirate thing. We don't have many of those.
That's a pirate thing. That's a pirate thing.
The little hoedown, grapevine.
They're going to do it back.
Kick and spin. Kick.
Oh, Donkey Croc missed. Kick. What's going on?
Swerve.
And then he meets the mirror. I've actually just registered to step out of character for a brief moment. I know, sacrilege in the middle of a dramatization. But the final moment of this dance, the joke is... I never realized this.
Oh my God. My brain is too scrambled.
Donkey Croc.
His name's Captain Scurvy.
Captain.
He's out of sync.
He's out of sync.
And then Donkey Kong doesn't even notice because he's so addled with apnesia.
He's so excited by the idea that he could be a Donkey Croc
that
he points in the mirror and for the first time, Captain Scurvy isn't there.
Yeah, but he's so dumb he just doesn't notice.
Those coked up
execs
really knew what they were doing.
I actually don't know if I can do this anymore.
Yeah, I can't go back to that place. Especially dark. After we put those kids.
He killed like a guy, was so mean to Anthony.
The intern. Yeah, sorry, Anthony. He was pretty good about it though, to be fair.
Yeah, well.
Oh no.
Oh no, he's broken. Trapped.
Killed a few people myself.
Oh.
Yeah, he's like going to be an exec. He's like on the right track. It's like Nightcrawler vibe.
It's that House of Usher thing. Exactly. He's like, I knew what I was stepping into. That's how you got to be in this business, kid. That's good. And then the two children who made up a dance.
They'll like direct really good horror movies when they're older or something like that.
They will.
Or they'll die really young. they may have died while making this.
There's other two options. Which one of them do you think was which? Which one of them of your two children was Donkey Kong and which was Captain Scurvy?
Mm. I don't know. I didn't go. They're not real, Noah.
We
just made them up.
we did go overboard to make them objects and not people.
Little children.
I feel like the boy will be proud.
There was a boy and a girl?
Yeah, it was a boy and a girl.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
And the girl was cold because she was running behind the car.
She was cold, okay.
We're like the groundlings.
This is absolutely horrible.
Wow.
I do feel like...
How powerful.
Something's happening now that we've put so much thought into this video.
Mm.
Like, this is a song that gets really stuck in our head, in your or my head, and once you start singing, you just can't stop. Especially like the beautiful, the mirror never lies.
It's the, or there's so many different tones to it. There's hilarious quotes.
There's it being randomly a really good, catchy song.
It having a real character section, ridiculously so, and then a ridiculously good vocalist. That again, to me, the joke is it's just so like NSYNC or something. Like it's so Jesse McCartney. Like the vocal tone of his voice is ridiculous to me.
It's beautiful.
And the choreography and animation style is like... there is an element of responsibility to releasing this on the world because I think this video, if TikTok found it, it would change things.
We were talking a lot
I'm over Shrek, the podcast,
about Skibidi Toilet. You think this could overtake Skibidi?
Can you imagine if we genuinely are going to Gen Z and Alpha, that we're like, this is our answer to, this is like us trying to provide like an antidote culturally to what that is, even though some would say they are the exact same thing.
Yeah. This is more, this song is better.
It's such a good song. It's such a good song.
I actually kind of like that as well.
Eliza, you've shown me so much bullshit in my life. Some of them are things that destroy my brain and then we try to find it again and the video has been taken down.
Yeah.
I'd like to light a candle for breakfast with Eric.
That's not online anymore.
And no, you I can't said, find it. He took it down.
Breakfast at Eric. Yeah, I mean, a lot of these are like really embarrassing videos and it's like they probably cause people a lot of pain.
Cringe comedy ones that you're like, you know what? We would never publicize our laughing at
something
this
like this.
But we
like
can invent
saying,
fake executives and laugh at
after
them.
You watched it, it's like so many people were involved in making it. It's not one person alone in their bedroom. It's like there's at least two singers. There's at least two evil execs put together. There's songwriters. There's musicians. There's so many animators. And it's like, that's what they did. That's what they made.
That.
And it's art.
And the time it came out in, you're like, there has to be drugs associated with what this is.
Yeah. We like to think so.
I love that this is one that whenever it is mentioned again, my day improves. It's addictive.
The song Mirror Never Lies.
Yeah. It's never like lost its luster. It always is... a shiny gem.
You know how in All That Jazz, Bob Fosse movie, whenever he takes his pills, I used to do when I would take an antidepressant, showtime. I would go, showtime, in the mirror, because it was like, oh, it's a fun little campy thing.
Are you going to start saying?
Maybe you do all of Mirror Never Lies in front of the mirror to fuck yourself up in the morning.
Every like morning you go.
In front of, he's doing
it. Give me a scrock as they call him, Donkey Croc. What's your favorite line in the whole video? Will be my last statement.
You be as croc as they come, Donkey Croc. It's so crazy.
So funny. Again, that thing where... You know the argument for early YouTube is like all of these influencers and stuff essentially like grooming children because they would make them like adults. Like it's sort of like you're being, what's it called? Matured like way too early because you're making content that looks like Disney Channel, but then like the nature of the shit you're talking about is way too mature for kids and they're going to school and saying all that inappropriate shit. Mm. That was me with random stupid videos.
Like Smosh.
No, like the mirror never lies.
Okay.
Going up to people and being like, oh yeah. The thing I was talking about was more like, what's that guy, Shane Dawson and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, sure.
Like my version of that was going to school and saying shit like, you'll be as croc as they come, Donkey Croc. And people being like, the fuck
Let's
is
kill
that?
Him.
And yeah. So therefore, I guess watch, you have to keep an eye on your social life after this episode as well. But it's out there now.
If you ever like happen to run into us and you say you'd be as croc as they come, Donkey Croc.
You'll always like, have a bed at our house.
Yeah, it's maybe like a secret code or something where it's like, wow, we're one.
Yeah. You know? The mirror would never lie. And I want to be a mirror to your humanity when I see you.
Oh my God.
Anthony, are you glad this has happened? Is it what you thought it would be? How do you think it will affect your week, year, life?
I'm going to have to write so many apologies. Oh. People are going to be like, what's happened? What are you making?
What are you doing?
And I'll be like, look, you wouldn't understand. And that's the beginning of the end. That's the thing about great art is that when you make it, you kind of lose touch with others because you know that you're better than them. And yeah. You know that they don't really see the world the way that you do anymore. And
the burden of intelligence lives on our podcast shoulders right now.
Ultimately, you will then have to cut them out of your life because you can't have that shit dragging you down.
Oh, it's so true.
Hence the apologies.
Really, so. We've created a litmus test. We've created something that...
You get it or you don't.
And it means if you're here for the ride, that is the show, that is being our friends or our followers...
Then you be as croc as they come.
You be as croc as they come or you be dead in a ditch.
I think that
croc or die.
If you didn't understand this episode, you should seek help. But if you did understand this episode, then...
Seek big help.
Yeah, you know all there is to know.
Mm. Yeah.
You know all you'll ever need to know.
It did have ayahuasca vibes. In many points.
You said about people clearly being on drugs before and my first thought was like, yeah, but drugs wear off. Like yeah. This would have taken a while to make, yeah. Like at least a week, surely.
They'd have to stay in that place the whole time.
Exactly.
Totally.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, we should honor the process and say, obviously, we did a
dramatization. We don't know that they killed an R&B person. We don't know who they were. We don't know they did drugs. We don't know they abused their kids.
And more than anything, we also can say that we had to condense, for your listening pleasure, we had to condense the experience into but a few minutes.
Mm.
They did what all artists do, which is sometimes you stare at the workload in front of you and you go, this is insurmountable today.
And
every
then sometimes
step
it's a bolt
pain.
Of inspiration.
Sometimes it hits you like a wave and you're just holding on as hard as you can and you're following it through to the end. Sometimes you're making something and you go, this is a piece of shit, and this piece of shit, at the end of it, maybe I'll be a better artist, but I had to learn that through finding what didn't work. And then sometimes you make something and you go, that is divine. That is
it's like
from
Amadeus
some-
Mozart, where it's like a vulgar small person and they're just for some reason like a vehicle for like divinity and like for God's music to speak through
to
them.
Work through your hands, through your scaly skin
and beady eyes.
Your beady eyes can see into the future, can reach out and can shape what's to come. And I think we've all stood at that precipice today of what's to come.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for being here.
I actually feel quite crazy. I feel like I need to go have a shower. Insane. Just like continuing to talk about it for this long, I'm kind of like, we need to stop. I need to go. Like, I feel quite scared.
That was kind of what the power of it became, was like at any point it could and probably should stop. And that's when we kept going.
Mm.
But I think I need to have like a boiling, like scathing hot shower. Like, I think I need to boil out.
Just scrape your skin off.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much for listening, followers of the show. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Letterboxd. You must watch The Mirror Never Lies. It's in our bio. It's in the show notes. You can follow us on Patreon. You can become one of us. You can become a free member. If you're a free member, you'll get a little insight into some of the stuff we do. Like, you'll get notifications of when new episodes pop up. But we do have Patreon exclusives, like fortnightly, that are just for our exclusive members.
Lovely little club.
But as a free member, you do get to vote on our next episode of The Slot Bucket. So it's completely free for you to say you were like, oh, I'm going to drive to work and I'm going to listen to this new episode of the Midnight Screening Podcast. And you listen to The Mirror Never Lies and you're like, I hate them.
I can't believe they put me through that.
So much for wasting my time like that. How do I get back at them? You can vote on what our cinematic punishment should be for our next episode of The Slot Bucket. And
it is so funny to me, the vibe of the majority of this episode and now this very sort of like,
yeah, to have to lucid, return to like, anyway,
like housekeeping of
where,
like,
do we go from here,
upholding the brand. Yeah.
Well, yeah, the brand just, I feel
like I've done something really bad. Like, I feel like someone's gonna yell at me or like I'm gonna get a fine or something. I have like a really bad vibe right now.
I feel like it's sort of that thing of like when you stumble onto the deep web and you're like, how do you go back? Like, maybe we try to upload this episode and it keeps bouncing or something.
Mm.
It's either that or we become like Kim Kardashian. No. Like, maybe we become fucking huge.
Podcasters.
Maybe
talk
this
about
is the door. This is the
was.
Sliding doors. It's like, do we upload this or not?
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, yeah. It's not much of a sliding doors. It's actually a freeway and we're flooring it. Yeah. I have to leave.
Yeah, that's enough. Thank you very much for listening.
Beast Drive!
Enemy!